from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. No agreement between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal as fighting raged in the country's east, killing both soldiers and civilians. The talks in Minsk broke up after several hours. Ukrainian officials blamed separatist negotiators who said they refused to discuss a plan for an immediate ceasefire. A ceasefire the sides agreed to in September was repeatedly violated and collapsed completely last week when rebels announced the start of a new offensive designed to expand their territory. Iraqi Kurdish forces retook an oil station Saturday that had been seized by Islamic State militants. There were conflicting reports about the fate of workers at the facility. The Reuters news agency quoted two officials from the state-run North Oil Company as saying 15 oil workers were missing from the Qabas oil field in northern Iraq, but the French news agency said 24 workers taken captive had been freed. Security officials also noted concerns explosives had been planted at the facility. Islamic State fighters released a video Saturday acknowledging their defeat in the Syrian town of Kobani, but vowed they will attack again. In the video, two men claiming to be militants said airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition were the main reason the group was forced to withdraw from Kobani. The negotiations with Islamic State militants in an attempt to save the lives of a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill on this day, on this Saturday. The militants had threatened to kill the two if Jordan did not release an Iraqi woman on death row for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing in Amman. This is VOA News. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said Saturday his nation faces a long fight to defeat Islamic extremists, that after a series of attacks on security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. Mr. Sisi delivered the warning in a televised address Saturday after cutting short his trip to the African Union summit in Ethiopia to respond to the violence. At least 30 security personnel were killed in Sinai Thursday in multiple assaults. Officials say the insurgents' weapons were aimed at a military base and a hotel in the town of Al-Arish, where police and military officials live. The Islamic State's group's affiliate in Egypt claimed responsibility for the attacks. The African Union has agreed to move forward with a proposal to send 7,500 troops to fight the Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. AU leaders were meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, during a two-day summit. AU Commissioner for Peace and Security, Shamayel Shergi.
We will have indeed the challenge of financing this force, and discussions are ongoing, and for us, indeed, the best will be within the assessed contributions of UN.
The AU will now seek UN approval and funding to build the force. U.S. President Barack Obama says it is time to decide what kind of country America wants to be. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama asked the American public,
"Will we accept an economy where only a few of us do spectacularly well? Or will we build an economy where everyone who works hard has a chance to get ahead?"
The president said he's sending a budget to Congress based on the idea that this country does best when everyone gets their fair shot. Relations between Russia and the West could become more strained amid an inquiry in London in the murder of a former Russian spy. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Two Russian Tupolev Tu-95 aircraft, known as Bear Bombers, were intercepted close to British airspace Wednesday. Normally, the Russian aircraft skirt the far north of Britain. This time, the flight path was different, says Elizabeth Quintana of the Royal United Services Institute.
They were right down on the south coast in the channel between the UK and France, and also they were flying without their transponders on.
Quintana believes Moscow could have directed its bombers towards Britain in response to a public inquiry in London into the murder of Alexander Litvinenko, the former Russian spy. He died in 2006 after ingesting radioactive polonium. On his deathbed, he accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering his assassination. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.